Was thinking this morning, today's a little different, and just didn't want to get into the busyness of things and just get on what we got to do and all that. Wanted to be able to worship together in song, and so thank you, Jesse, for leading us in that. Beautiful things. I was thinking as we were singing that song, Isaiah 52 talks about how beautiful on the mountain are those, the feet of those who bring good news. And so today when we go, I hope that's our attitude. You know, we're not just going to take clothes, we're not just going to take food. We bring the good news with us. And whether that means you get to share the name Jesus, you get to go to the city, some of the people, the greatest people in our city, some of them, and those that are forgotten, you know, by many. And so today you're going to be Jesus to what some would say are the least of these. You may not feel that after you get to meet them and talk to them. Beautiful people. And so let's just go have a good time. Let's be Jesus, you know. Take that attitude when we go, and it'll be busy. It'll be running around. It'll be all those kind of crazy things, but it's a beautiful time, man. It is being the church, and it is worshiping. And I remember last year, and I don't want to sell out who it was, and to be honest, I don't know that I can remember, but they said, man, I missed having church today. And I was like, you did. You know, when we did it last year, if you missed it, you missed it. Like, we had church. It was just different, right? We were being the church and being out there with folks. So let's don't take that attitude today. Let's go and bless people. And I promise at the end of the day, when you're tired and you're reflecting, you're going to be more blessed than the people we've gone and served. So I want us just to kind of have a family time of prayer. And I think to do that, it's better than just sitting in our seat. If you guys, I'm going to let you come up to me. And let's just gather around each other, and let's couple pray out loud, and then we'll get going with what we need to. Act like we like each other. This is a beautiful thing, man. It really is. Y'all are beautiful. I love y'all. It's going to be a good time. Let's pray for divine appointments. Just that God would use us. You know? Listen for opportunities to share, but you know, it's not just about going and preaching a sermon. Just go and smile and love people. Have conversations. Don't just act like we're just feeding people. You know, have conversations. Be involved and eat together. It's a beautiful thing to do. Let's just pray. Anybody that wants to pray, just a couple of us, and I'll close this in our time of prayer.
Lord, I pray that during this time, you'll just help these men and women to know that they're not forgotten, that you love them, and that you're sending us to love them for you.
Lord, I just pray for each person that's going to be there today, Lord. I pray that they do feel so loved, and that they do feel important, Lord, and that we love them, but most important, Lord, that you do love them, and that we just have time to just to get to talk with them, and just that everything happens today, that it'll just glorify you, Lord.
Jesus, I thank you for letting me live another day.
God, thank you for the hope that we have, Lord. For the hope that's the gospel, Lord, that we get to live that out in a small way in our city today. God, I just pray that your spirit will just surround us and surround these people that we're going to sit with and eat food with, Lord. God, pray that your mercy and your love and grace will flow out of us. God, chase out any judgmental thoughts or any evil thoughts that we might have, or where we live in a society that kind of looks down on these types of people. And God, I struggle with it in my own heart. God, I pray that you would help me to see these people the way you see me. And God, just surround us today.
Thank you that we get to do this today. What a great opportunity. I pray that you'll be with the people that are there, that they don't see us as just giving out food just because that's what churches do. God, I pray that it will be a direct reflection of your love. And I just pray that you'll take away any like boundaries or fakeness or any distance. And I just pray that you'll crush that, and that, you know, they can just see that you love them and that we love them because of you, God. And I just pray that you'll bless both sides today.
God, I pray that you would pour your truth out of us and just help us to speak into each other in life and speak into others that have talked to you. Just help us to speak life into them, God. And I pray for your truth and grace just to be poured out of our lives today. Amen.
Dear Lord, help the people we're going to see today find what they've lost through you. Let's be an instrument of that. That's all right.
Heavenly Father, let a spirit of peace be upon there we'll be at today. Let everything be done orderly and mannerly. I'm gonna call out some by name. Let Taker show up sober and David show up in good spirits. Everybody have a good time. But the weather's not the greatest, if not the worst. So dear Heavenly Father, be with us. Let us bring smiles to their face, a little cheer in their heart. Let it bring us also to us.
So Lord, if we were honest, we are very comfortable people. Lord, I just appreciate this opportunity and this group who's willing to go and to get a little uncomfortable. Lord, just to be where there's a lot of people, a lot of churches willing to go. We're just very grateful for the willingness, and Lord, that there would just be no boundaries. Lord, that they are, you know, our brothers and sisters just as much as anybody else. And we just ask that you would just divinely go ahead of us and give each of us opportunities to just hug somebody's neck and just to tell them we love them, and to be able to share while we're there. And that it's easy for us to just to make this an event. Lord, just that we would step out of event mode, Lord, and just move into family mode, and that we would be less concerned about fine china and switch some paper plate so that we can enjoy each other's company. Lord, we just ask that you be with us today. We just look forward to relationships that we will build for now and forever.
Father, in all these things, we thank you. Today, warm clothes will be given, a warm meal, and God, I pray that it goes so much beyond that. I pray that even days and months from now, when a warm shirt's put on, that Father, again, that maybe even our faces would fade from the forefront, and that that it would be worship to you, and that people would be thankful to you for just sending people. I thank you again for the relationships, Father. I thank you for just the sense of community. Father, I've learned so much just from these people in this circle, and we've got a long way to go, even learning more about that, what it means to live in that. And Father, honestly, a great place to start in that is taking notes today by these sweet people that you'll put in our path. I've seen more lived out in community, sitting around a fire at a homeless camp, Father, where people generally care for one another. Maybe not always love one another, maybe not always like one another, but in all honesty, a lot of their survival depends on each other and just banding together. And Father, what a beautiful picture that is, that we're not made to go through this life alone. And so that's my challenge today, first off to me, that you would just help me see that picture of community that's painted before us and how people stick together. And even when there's tension or friction, that they love each other, that they care for one another, even when maybe they don't like each other. It's beautiful. And Father, I just imagine with people with that kind of mindset, so many of them that don't know you, that God, what could they do for the kingdom if they came to know you with that kind of heart already? I've seen them serve, I've seen them just take care of one another, and it's beautiful. Let us just be able to go and love on people. And I thank you for everybody's heart and willingness to go. And God, I just pray that it would be glorifying to you. We don't ask for anything specific other than that you'd be glorified and that you would use us. Give us a servant's heart today. Give us a glimpse of how Jesus served, and help us to do the same today. We love you. And again, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this chance to be with people in our city today. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, that music story.